So, what difference does it make with what John is saying about the one that is born? What difference does it make that he says that he's going to be rejected by the very people he created? What difference does it make that he says, but if we put our trust in him, we will find the way, we will find life, we will find faithfulness, we will find hope, we will find so many things. In fact, at the latter part of that passage, it says the blessings are so amazingly great that we can't even grasp them all. Well, there are so many things that I could talk about today, but I don't think we're going to go for 3 hours, so I'm going to try to cut things back a little bit. I'm not going to focus on Epiphany, even though I would love to. But we are ordaining and installing some new deacons and elders today. And I want to remind all of us that it is so important to trust Jesus, to do what John says, because we can very easily get distracted and lose track of who this is all about. I don't think you've probably ever been in a church where there have been people that thought it was all about them. Have you? You've never had that experience. Well, I have. Okay? And I'm not trying to pick on anybody, because there have been days when I thought the world was all about me. I was wrong, but that's what I thought. You see, we have to be careful, especially as leaders in the church, because we can't get distracted. We can't get pulled away. It's so easy to fall off. I guess I tend to think of it as, I grew up on the prairie of western South Dakota. A lot of our roads were mere tracks, okay? One track. And to me, it's so easy to get off of that one track. I did that a few times when I was learning to drive as a young boy, okay? A little snow can always help, too. You end up getting off track. But there are lots of things that can get us off track. One is complacency. And that's one thing that John really tried to fight against. He kept reminding us, if you read the Gospel of John, I love the Gospel of John, okay? I'll admit it right up front. But he continually reminds us that this is so amazing, this story we've been told, that isn't just a story, but it's a reality for our life. Jesus Christ came that we can have a focus that will carry us through anything. Whether we're looking for a pastor, whether we're looking for the new ministries that we're being called to in the community, and I could go on with the list forever. Any of those things can distract us. And we can get tired of doing it, and we can become complacent. Now, I'm not saying there's anybody here that would be complacent, but maybe that's been a temptation for you. Just get tired. I caught myself not all that long ago and worked with one of the churches that I've been working with, and it seemed that the fighting just got to the level, and the transitional pastor that was in place got involved in the fighting in the church instead of taking care of it like the call for a transitional pastor is supposed to be. And I got to the point where I basically was getting to the, there's nothing that can be done. They've gone nuts. And what does that tend to make us do? Become complacent, back away, and just say, okay, nothing I can do. Now, the other thing that it can do, And I noticed that I think there are sometimes more people that do this. They become anxious. Things start going wrong in the church, and they get anxious, and they get it back on track right now. Let's get this straightened out. Let's get moving. And if it doesn't get straightened out right now, they start talking about people. They get anxious. They get angry. They hurt other people. They hurt themselves. And are you getting the picture that I'm talking about? John is saying, folks, if you will trust Jesus Christ and walk with him and not try to run ahead, not try to lag behind, you're going to have fun. Challenges, yes. But you're going to be blessed beyond measure. How many of you came to church today expecting to be blessed beyond measure? I'm afraid a lot of us had a little bit of complacency in us, right? We really don't become every time. We don't come to committee meetings. Oh, excitement. We don't come to worship with the excitement knowing that God is here in our midst and that we need to be listening and paying attention so that we can walk with him hand in hand. Now, to me, it's always been easier to picture Jesus being the one walking hand in hand with me, but the reality is it's his spirit, right? Always with us. And sometimes, even whether you go back to early church authors that talked about practicing the presence of God or whatever, we have to stop and think because we forget that the Holy Spirit is right here, right now, right with you, right now, and always. We have a leader that will keep us on track if we will but pay attention. And with that, since we have so many wonderful things going on today, I'm going to stop because I hope that you've realized that it is all about Jesus Christ. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Life, light for all of us. Hallelujah.